You're listening to Truth, Culture, Life. I'm your host, Royce Hood, and I'm joined by Father Michael Orsi and Sierra Heidkamp. Thank you so much for listening. All right, so welcome to the program, Truth, Culture, Life. Father, first of all, what's going on down in Naples, Florida, and anything big happening with Action for Life, your TV show?
Well, Action for Life continues on a weekly basis on Christian Television Network. And we've had some exciting guests, including you, on the program. It airs on Tuesday nights at 8:30 and then on Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock. But we have a new show being added to our repertoire, and that is going to be called Conversations with Father Orsi. It'll be aired first in Syracuse area, New York, on a Syracuse station. Analog TV, regular television, no cable, regular TV. And then within, I think, about a month, it will be on Wink TV here in Southwest Florida. So we're excited about that. The discussion of the Sunday Gospels and how they relate to everyday life.
How long will that show be? Is it like a 30-minute long show, an hour?
Half hour program.
Wow, that is so cool. Yeah, and so for anybody listening, and I'm not just saying this to make Father like me, because I don't know. I mean, it is what it is, right? We have this.
I do nothing,
right? But Father gives some amazing homilies, and this is really, really cool. So, Father, my understanding is: this new program, is this going to be based on your homilies?
They're going to be based on the Sunday Gospels. Now, on occasion, I'm sure that I will diverge a little bit from the fare being presented at Mass, but for the most part, they'll be about the Sunday Gospel, and they should be aired, I think, around 11:30 or 12 o'clock time on television.
That's great, and hopefully that program for our listeners in Central and Northern Illinois, hopefully people will be able to watch that online too, Father, right? I mean, all your content with Action for Life is online. I think it's just at Action for Life TV.
Action for Life Florida, actionforlifeflorida.net, and all the shows are up there.
Yeah, and we'll post. Go ahead.
Yeah, the shows and also the Sunday homilies are up there on that site.
That's great. So we'll be sure too for our listeners. We'll post a link on our Facebook page, which is just at Truth Culture Life Pod. And you can also look for me on there at Royce Hood. And if you ever just have a question like, hey, I can't find the link. I had somebody the other day that wanted a link to a song that I referenced, and I was more than happy to email it to you. So keep that in mind. Feel free to reach out. We love talking to people, and we're super excited about Father Orsi's new program, and the Action for Life show is really great as well. And the fact that you've already have some networks and some distribution for it, Father, is huge. I want to see your program on like Amazon Prime and all the streaming things. You know, we have this box. We don't even have cable anymore, Father. We have a box that's in front of our TV, and it has all these apps like Apple TV, Amazon, you know, you name it, it's on there.
It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah. But we need programming. We need Catholic programming. And it's funny, Amazon actually, they have all sorts of crazy stuff that you would imagine. But then they actually have like Christian and Catholic films on there as well. So it's really interesting. So we should look into that. Look in that for us, Sierra, would you? You're really good at figuring things out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think that there's going to be a way to be able to push that out for you guys.
All right. Yeah, we'll hold her accountable for that, right, folks? No. Sierra's awesome. So.
Oh, my goodness. So.
No, Sierra, listen, it's time for our segment where we go into the weather in North Dakota.
Oh, man. So we are in a winter weather advisory and a flood warning. So right now it's about 30 degrees in North Dakota. We have about 2 inches of snow on the ground, and the roads are icier than heck.
Yeah, that was a sad trombone in the background. That sounds terrible to me.
Oh, it is. Well, I mean, we've just had an interesting year, so hopefully we get through this here soon. I don't think a lot of us were expecting more snow, but I definitely woke up today and there's white everywhere. So my dog is happy. I'm not so happy, but oh well.
Yeah, Central Illinois is, it's decent today. It's like 50s, 60s. It's weird. It goes from, you know, beautiful 75 degrees, the next day just miserably cold and wet. I was told when I moved here, Father, that there are like 30 nice weather days a year in the Midwest. And I did not believe that when I first got. I was like, there's got to be more than 30 nice days a year. But it's sort of, we were talking about incremental before the pro-life stuff. It's sort of incremental, the weather. Like, you really do get like a day or two of nice weather, and then it just gets weird. Father doesn't have that problem in Florida. It's just always beautiful.
Oh, man. These weeks have been great here in Florida. Absolutely beautiful.
Now, oh, my goodness.
It'll start to warm up, and the humidity will be cranked up once we get into May. But, well, what do you expect? That's our rainy season. We need the rain, and... You know, for those of us who live here, if you don't like it, go into an air-conditioned room. It works.
Yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of Florida, did you just see that DeSantis backed a legislation allowing the death penalty for child sexual abusers in Florida now?
Yeah, you know, I saw that. There's a couple of things that I have some questions about regarding the death penalty. I think we began to talk about this last week, that it doesn't have to be a unanimous verdict from the jury in order to impose the death penalty. I have some concerns about that, but I am also, don't get me wrong, I think, you know, people who abuse children are horrible creatures, but I don't know if we should expand the death penalty beyond someone who has taken another life. I'm very dubious about that. This might be, you know, a way of showing a tough image for the primaries coming up if DeSantis indeed runs, especially against President Trump. So I got some concerns.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's a really, people, even within the pro-life world, people fall into all different sides of the death penalty argument. But yeah, but what you're talking about, Sierra, is something I had not heard of. So that's really interesting. I'd have to take a look at, did you say he signed it? We'll pull it up and try to find it.
He said that he's backing the legislation. So that's something that we could definitely post on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go and check that out. But I follow this account on Instagram and Facebook. It's called Rebel News. And they cover, you know, hot topic news in Canada and the United States. And they had posted it yesterday that he had just backed the legislation, not signed it.
Right. I heard that, too, that he backed it. I don't know if it's been signed. But it's a little bit of a dangerous, slippery slope. I would rather keep the death penalty confined to those who have taken another life. It's called the... retribution, which was always one of the main things that we looked at when we imposed the death penalty. Now, you know, some bishops and the Pope, they're against the death penalty altogether. I don't fall into that category, but I'd be very cautious as to when to use it.
Here's an interesting...
Well, I think that...
Well, hold on. Here's an interesting article from Action News Jacksonville, and the headline, this just came out on the 19th. It says, Florida lawmakers approve death penalty in child rapes. They send bill to Governor Ron DeSantis. So the Florida Senate on Tuesday of this week passed a bill that would allow the death penalty for people who commit sexual batteries on children under 12. Now, interestingly, the lawmakers behind the bill, according to this article at Action News Jax, lawmakers hoped the bill will ultimately lead to the Supreme Court reversing a 2008 decision that barred the death penalty for people who rape children. The State House passed a bill last week, and interestingly enough, the bill was backed by Senate Minority Leader Lauren Book, a Davey Democrat who was sexually abused as a child. She implored senators to vote for the bill. So anyways, interesting. It seems like it's got some bipartisan support if it's going to pass the Florida Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, and it looks like it's backed by a Democrat, which is interesting. So, yeah, and I'm not aware of the Supreme Court decision that this article is talking about. There's no citation. So interesting.
I remember in law school, we used to say that tough cases make for bad laws.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You're assuming I was paying attention all the time in law school, but yeah, I kind of remember that.
Come on.
Well, I think that this definitely just furthers the conversation, because the last year or so, I feel like this conversation about giving the death penalty for people who abuse children has been heard more and more and more. And I'm not totally sure necessarily what kind of started it, but it's very interesting. Ever since COVID, I feel like this has been brought up. It's almost like light has been shown on these issues. And especially with all of these issues we're seeing right now with, you know, the transition, you know, minors, people are really frustrated. And I wonder if this conversation is just coming from a place of frustration.
Well,
I don't know, but, you know, you also I've seen over the recent weeks articles saying that the United Nations, one of their committees, is promoting, sexual relations with children as to being okay as long as there's consent. I mean, so this is all over the place now.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that too. The UN is saying that children have the ability to consent. So the way I understand it now is children can't smoke cigarettes, children can't drink alcohol, they can't rent a car, but they can consent to sexual relations, and they can consent to gender affirming surgeries. Someone please tell me how that makes sense.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. You know, but I think that, you know, these are places where the church has to insinuate itself into these conversations. As I said, I am not against the death penalty. I think it should be, you know, used in limited cases. But, you know, to begin to expand, you know, what deserves capital punishment, also to say that you can have a sexual relationship with a child as long as the child consents, we're going a little bit crazy, you know, as to our common sense.
Yeah, no, there's definitely no shortage of crazy going on all over the place. It's unbelievable. So yeah, I appreciate that. It's a really interesting discussion. I'm curious where our listeners are on this. You know, if you're listening, what do you support the death penalty? And in if so, in what instances? And if not, why? And we'd love to hear about that. We'd love to hear from you. So feel free to shoot us an email, truthculturelifepod@gmail.com. That's truthculturelifepod@gmail.com. If you have any response to that, we'd love to hear it. And also for the Ask Father O segment, we are openly inviting people to ask questions of Father Orsi. So feel free to email those to us as well. And you can visit us on Facebook. So, all right. So listen, just for a couple minutes that we have remaining, first of all, this is kind of exciting. I don't want to get too overly political up here in Illinois, but DeSantis is going to be visiting my hometown. It's not really my hometown, but Peoria, where I live, in the next, I think, in May. So it's not being widely publicized, I guess, but DeSantis is going to be up here, Father. Oh, your friend.
Oh, I like him a lot. I mean, he's a fantastic governor. I guess he's getting ready for an announcement that he's going to run for president. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know. I have some questions about whether or not he can win in a general election, and I'll tell you why. As you know, President Trump is not a traditional Republican. He is a populist, and he could certainly pull votes from independents and also blue dog Democrats. That's important in those blue states. Mm-hmm. I don't know the governor is able to do that. He is a true conservative Republican. So that's the question. And those blue states, my gosh, they heavily, heavily controlled by the Democrats, and also the voting is controlled by the Democrats, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, no, was it Stalin that said, he said, I don't care who you vote for, all I care about is who's counting the votes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that should be a t-shirt slogan for Chicago and some of these other places up here. But anyway, Sierra, I mean, what do you think? That's a great point. Is 2024 going to come down to a referendum on Democrats and Biden, and are we going to need a populist, or can a conservative pull off a win?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I've been talking about this in North Dakota because we have a huge election coming up in 2024 as well, but regardless of your driving forces and your ideology, it's about messaging. If you can't effectively message, then you're not going to be able to pull any of those like sway votes. So regardless if it's DeSantis or Trump, what issues are they really going to hit home on during their campaigns? And are those issues going to resonate with the voters that they need? And that's the big thing. I mean, is Trump going to just talk about how the 2020 election was stolen from him? Is he going to talk about how the Democrats have this influence that they shouldn't have and they're swaying elections? Because that's not gonna play well with the middle of the road voters.
Right.
It really is going to come down to the issues that they're focusing on and their messaging. And I mean, I think that a lot of the Midwest states are going to also have this issue just with all the elections we have coming up in 2024. It's going to be a big thing.
You know, I have a question.
Go ahead, Father.
Hey, Robin Hood. You heard that Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to run as a Democrat. Now, it seems to me that he is more of a traditional Democrat, the Democrats that we once knew. Question is, will he draw votes away? Does he have any chance against Biden, who's supposed to announce next week? Or if he does get into the race, would he draw votes away from Donald Trump? What do you think?
Great question. It's really hard to say. I don't know. I think he's interesting because the media is labeling him as a conspiracy theorist. And it's funny because in this day and age, if the mainstream media is saying that you are a conspiracy person, I think that conspiracy person probably has more credibility than the mainstream media. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. I love the fact that you've got a prominent name, even though the media is going to try to minimize him. I think it's great that Biden's got a challenger in his own party.
Yeah, so do I. I still think that the party wants Biden to run again. He'll stay back in the basement and come out of the basement when the election is over. But he seems to be the safest for them, because let's face it, I mean, he's being controlled by people behind the scenes. It's kabuki,
huh?
Let's
do this. Let's jump back in on the other side of our break. We've got Hope Miller that's going to join us by phone in just a couple minutes, so we'll be right back with Truth, Culture, Life. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Catholic Spirit Radio's 2023 Carathon was a success. We reached our original goal, plus received donations for half the funds needed for the new tower in Rockford. And we still have donations arriving by mail and online. We thank all of our listeners and guests who participated and who made the three-day event a fun and meaningful broadcast. Your generous donations show that you understand the importance and care about Catholic Radio. You, dear listeners, truly put the care in Carathon.
Am I pregnant? This is often the first question a woman needs answered when she comes to the Pregnancy Resource Center. What now is the second question. Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center is committed to providing excellent care, compassionate support, and honest information to those facing pregnancy decisions through authentic relationships that display grace, honor life, and foster community. Living Alternatives needs your help to encourage and support women in Bloomington Normal. Make your donation or find out more ways to get involved at pregnancyresourcecenter.org.
Join Holy Trinity and Historic St. Pat's Parishes in Bloomington in welcoming internationally renowned authors, speakers, and theologians, Drs. Scott Hahn and John Bergsma, as they make a rare speaking appearance to Central Illinois. This special event is being hosted by Holy Trinity Church in Bloomington Saturday, April 29th, 8:45 to 3:30. Seating is limited, so please register now. Don't miss out on this inspiring and blessed event. Learn more at the Holy Trinity website at hsp-ht.org.
Hi, this is Kathy and Ann from Catholic Spirit Radio. We are looking for folks who would love to volunteer with us during our fundraisers and various other station events and tasks throughout the year.
We really need volunteers in the DeKalb, Sycamore, Morris, Joliet, and Lincoln areas, as well as Bloomington Normal.
If you have a few extra hours or more a month, put them to use for the Lord.
We would love to add your name to our Catholic Spirit Radio volunteer list. Contact us at office@catholicspiritradio.org.
Welcome to Truth, Culture, Life. You were just talking about politics, and Father Orsi was trying to predict the 2024 election, which is always a lot of fun. Now, Father's pretty good about predicting things, I will say. He's almost prophetic. And you know, we're joined by, we've got a special guest on the line, Hope Miller from Illinois. Hope, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Now, Hope is the founder of an organization called Simply Pro-Life, and she is what I refer to as she's a young pro-life leader. She's, frankly, probably represents the future of the pro-life movement in many, many ways. And we were just together down in Naples, Hope. You were with Father Orsi and I at the Naples Pro-Life Summit, which is a lot of fun. So tell us a little bit about what you have going on, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, it was so nice meeting Father Orsi down in Florida. We had done, I'd been on. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I said mega dittos. Great meeting you.
Thank you. I had been on this radio show before, which I guess was the first time I met Father Orsi, but it was nice meeting you in person. So the Florida trip was amazing, very enlightening, and it was a nice break from the freezing cold Illinois weather. Very grateful for that. So I'm in the process of starting, incorporating Simply, as its own nonprofit. It should be up and running in the next couple weeks, which will be amazing. I'm very excited about that. And the goal of Simply Pro-Life is to, get people to do the simple things for the pro-life movement by giving them the means and resources to do so. So I love that aspect of it, sharing, just different ways to, get involved in the simple ways. But a couple other things I'm working on is, I got a cold right now, so trying to talk through that. But one huge thing I'm working on right now is the Summer of Life is what we're calling it. And it kicks off with the Illinois Pro-Life Rally in Chicago, Federal Plaza. It's going to be on June 24th at 10 or 11 in the morning. And it's going to be amazing. We're going to have awesome speakers like Eric Scheidler, my uncle, Mary Kate Zander from Illinois Right to Life, and a couple other amazing speakers, which I'm super excited about.
Hope, that sounds like a lot of fun. Last time there was a big Chicago pro-life event, I'm pretty sure there was a whole bunch of protesters. Are you guys ready for that in case that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we get in contact with Chicago police, and they're extremely helpful. They always have been. We're going to get in contact with them and everything. Of course, safety is a huge priority and everything. But we are prepared for protesters. There likely will be, especially considering the name Illinois Pro-Life Rally. I think it's going to be really good. It's going to be a great witness to the pro-life movement, especially in Chicago, where there are so many, that's where the bulk of our, pro-choice votes are coming from. And so I think it's going to be a huge witness to them to show them, the Illinois pro-life movement is not resting until, abortion is eradicated in the state of Illinois. So I think it's going to be a great witness. But of course, as there always is excitement in the pro-life movement, there will likely be protesters, which of course we're prepared for.
Sometimes the protesters can actually add a bit of fun to something like this, because some of them are nice and they're just, they're holding their signs, they're doing whatever they're going to do. Some of them are there. They don't even know why they're there. They're there because their, best friend or their sister or somebody dragged them over to it. And others are just plain crazy. And I have seen some really sort of almost comical protesters in Chicago. We always see them in D.C. at the March for Life, but there's usually only a very small group. Like, I would say the March for Life people in D.C. outnumber the protesters probably like 10,000 to one. I'm serious. It's that big of a ratio.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right.
Robert.
Yeah, go ahead.
According to the media, it's equal amount of pro-abortion and pro-life. You've seen it on TV. Well, they focus in on about three people from the pro-abortion movement and then pay no attention to the millions out there. The media is corrupt. It's corrupt, and it's bought. The media is bought by the left wing and George Soros and that crowd.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Father. I mean, they've always skewed the numbers for something like the March for Life, and I would be surprised, you know, with Hope, with your event coming up, which, by the way, I'm so proud of you for taking that initiative and working so hard to put that together. I mean, it's just amazing. And that's how movement starts. It starts with an idea. It starts with action. It starts with, you know, just actually doing it. What you're trying to do, it seems like, is mobilize people in a very, you know, liberal, left-leaning state. You're making a stand. It reminds me of something. There was a pro-life Democrat in just outside of Chicago that I'm friends with named Dan Lipinski. Now, he's a former congressman. And I always said, you know, Dan, why are you still associated with the Democrat Party in so many ways? And he's like, well, he's sort of that blue collar, what do you call it, Father, blue dog Democrats. I mean, he was effectively a conservative Democrat, right? And he's pro-life, he's Catholic, and just wants to, you know, cares about unions, cares about some of those Democrat issues, but wants to defend the sanctity of life. But he said something, you know, he's like, we're called to be a flicker of light in the darkness. And sometimes even when everybody in my caucus and everybody in my party is pushing for the abortion legislation, I'm the one guy that stands up and says, hey, wait a minute, should we really be doing that? And here's why I'm opposed to it. And he was eventually primaried, and they went after his seat. They got him out. They went after their own guy. Right.
Yeah, I met him. He came to Mass over here at St. Agnes. You know, introduced himself to me, a wonderful, wonderful guy. You know, has his head on straight. But boy, they wanted him out, and they got him out.
They did. They did. I think he might end up running again at some point, which would be great because he has a wonderful name and he has a great track record. But Hope, that is so exciting. You are going to be the date again. Was you say is June
24th?
Okay,
11 a.m. Federal Plaza.
11 a.m. Federal Plaza, June 24th. Big pro-life event with lots of great speakers, and it's an opportunity to be a flicker of light in the city of Chicago, right? A city where...
Yeah.
You know who we should invite to that is Pastor Moody from the South Side, who was with us down in Naples.
Yeah, I called him up. He's got a lot going on that weekend, unfortunately, but, you know, we were in contact, and it's going to be really cool because the goal is to have pro-life events every Saturday following the rally up until the end of September. And they're going to be, you know, our spotlight Saturdays, and different pro-life organizations are going to take those Saturdays and host different events. So that way we have consistency and activism, opportunities for people to go to, and like an actual call to action, you know, not just say, oh, hey, you know, go do more pro-life things. It's like, no, here are pro-life things you can do near you throughout the rest of the summer. So we're calling it the summer of life because that is really the message we want to send. You know, this is going to be the summer where we value and dignify life in the state of Illinois, and it's going to kick off with that rally on June 24th.
Hope, I'm going to make a prediction here. I feel like that vision is just as exciting as 40 Days for Life. And what 40 Days for Life has grown into is a global apostolate with campaigns across the world. Imagine if your summer of life kicks off this summer in Illinois. Next year, you've got other states and cities signing up for it as well. You might really be onto something. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you're open to it, but we would consider hosting a weekend with, you know, either through the radio show, Truth Culture Life, or through the Law of Life Summit. I'm in Peoria. We could do something in the Peoria, Bloomington area.
That would be great.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if we can get...
We would love to have an event in Peoria.
Father Orsi never comes up here, but at some point we got to get him up here.
Yeah, well, get Father Orsi up there.
I was up there for your wedding.
That's true. That he was up here for the wedding. That's true. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, Father. Boy. Father gave me a bit of advice before I married Elise. It was like really as we were preparing for marriage, he said, Royce, the one bit of advice I'm going to give you ahead of the wedding is stay out of the wedding planning completely.
That's funny.
It was.
Did you?
I did. It was very, very good advice. I reluctantly stayed out. It was hard for me, especially with like the photographer, because I'm a copyright intellectual property guy. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know about photographers for weddings, but a lot of times if you just hire one without asking, they own the copyrights because they take the pictures, even though you're paying them to take the photos, they own the photos. So they'll say, okay, yeah, we'll give you a handful of photos. And then if you want the rest, you can buy them. It's like, well, I'm already paying you to come to the wedding. So that you know, things like that. But you know, Elise did such a good job. That wedding was absolutely beautiful. I think so anyway.
That's awesome.
I understand, you know, why they would want the copyright on your wedding photos. They were going to use the Fair Maid on Cosmopolitan magazine cover. That's what they were going to do.
That's a good point. Elise makes that's a very good point. I mean, yeah. You know, she's like a future model. Yeah, they didn't want my face for any sort of cover, I don't think.
Well, goodness.
Yeah.
It's been the back cover.
Yeah. The other thing that I always talk about, I think I've talked about this a few times, but the best thing, aside from Father Orsi coming to the wedding, Sierra and Hope, was the one of my wife's best friends, Carly, gave her a pillow that has our anniversary date on it. And that I've said this before, I'm sorry, but I just love this story. The pillow is sitting in our hallway. And so I walk by every day, and I will never, because of that pillow, I will never forget our anniversary date.
And my goodness.
You know, that's kind of like Mike Lindell, My Pillow, huh?
It's, you know, I don't know if it's a My Pillow. It could be. That's a great question. I've never actually put my head on the pillow. it's a good, yeah. Maybe it's very comfortable. So, Hope, how can people find out more about your big event?
So the biggest way to find out more is, well, first, we're going to be sending out emails and things like that through Pro Life Action League because we're partnering with Pro Life Action League. So if you go to prolifeaction.org and sign up for the email, that's one of the best ways to get email updates. But the like website and everything is simply prolife.org, and it's just under Summer of Life Rally. And if it's not under Summer of Life Rally, it's under Illinois Pro Life Rally. We're switching the name a little bit for the actual rally. But the whole summer is the Summer of Life. So that's what we're working on right now. So it's simplyprolife.org and prolifeaction.org are the two best ways to get involved, get connected. And you can also call me. You can also email me. I'm totally comfortable with my information out there. Royce, is that all right?
Oh, I mean, it's totally up to you. You never know who's listening, but go for it.
It's totally fine to me. My mom said that. So my grandfather, Joe Scheidler, he was always like picking up phone calls and taking phone calls at odd times all the time. And people were always so thrilled that they were able to like talk to him, you know, because he was such a big name and everything. He was just so humble. So my mom said one of the best ways for me to practice humility is to be open and talk to anyone and everyone, just like my grandpa did. So that is so important to me. So my number is 847-643-6026. Again, that's 847-643-6026. And then my email is just hope@simplyprolife.org. Those are the best ways to get in contact with me. And I guarantee you, I will pick up and talk or call back if I accidentally miss the call.
No, you know, that is,
if you guys have any questions, I'm here.
That is awesome. No, I think that's just great. And that's why I said before, you represent the future of the pro-life movement. And the fact that you're saying, you know, you want to make abortion abolished in the state of Illinois, you've got your work cut out for you, but
yes, I do.
You've got the longevity, I think, to do it. I mean, a young lady that's, you know, just taking the helm, and wow. So I think you can do it. Look, I mean, when I was, you know, in my 20s, if somebody said we're going to overturn Roe v. Wade, people did say that, and I was kind of like, yeah, good luck. But here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. So good for you, Hope. I'm so excited about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So we're in the last couple seconds of this, this segment before we go to our next break. We are going to talk about, well, first of all, Hope, we have a segment on this program called Ask Father O. So if you think of any questions for Father O, he's a really good theologian. Let us know. And feel free to ask. You can ask him. And what's fun about this is you can ask him anything. And he knows like dates and everything. Like, ask him a random question; he'll know the answer. He's like a walking Google.
Yeah, well, I might just make it up if I don't know.
What's great about that is you just wouldn't know. Everybody believes the caller, right?
When do we ask?
You can ask anytime you want. If you have a question, feel free to chime in. I guess,
have a question.
Okay.
It's on a totally different topic, though.
Oh, it's okay.
It's a theological question.
All right.
So I've been having a lot of really enlightening conversations with a lot of, you know, women in my life. And now I have an opinion on this and everything, but I want to get it from a priest's point of view. Father Mike has a lot of great videos, which is so good. But what is the church's teaching on sleeping over at your significant other's home? before you're married, whether that be like by accident, like, oh, it was just there too late, the weather was bad, whether that be you're sleeping on the couch and he's in his room, you know, those kind of situations. What's the church's teaching on that so that we can prepare ourselves to live a more chaste relationship?
Wow, it good comes question.
Thank you.
Well, an occasion of sin. An occasion of sin. If there is a natural emergency, you know, it's snowing out there, like in North Dakota, one of those situations, you can't get home. Yeah, all right. You take the chance. However, you know, like in any situation, biology can take over. You have the best of intentions, and you will find yourself. You know, in a bed, we keep each other warm during the snowstorm. So the answer is, it's an occasion of sin. You shouldn't be sleeping over your boyfriend's house. That's the simple answer. Okay? I wouldn't do it myself.
I'm glad you hear that, Father Orsi. Yeah. Even if, like, you're on the couch and he's in his room, the best thing to do is to not.
That never works out. I mean, well, I shouldn't say never. Maybe it can work out, but why put yourself in that kind of danger? And that's just what it is. It's an occasion of sin, and you're putting yourself out in a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of females' perspective on this, and I just want to switch it up and get a male's perspective.
Well, Father Rose said, stop kidding yourself.
Yeah, I was like... you know, I think it's interesting. Cohabitation is such a normal, I hate to say that word normal, but it's such a thing now. Virtually across the board, everywhere you look, there's cohabitation. It's interesting. Florida still has laws. They haven't been enforced in probably 80 years, but they have laws against cohabitation, which is interesting. Yeah. Probably a lot of states do.
Really?
They do. At one point, that was considered, wow. It was considered illegal to cohabitate. Yeah, outside of marriage.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably for the better. I think that, you know, it plays a part into the pro-life movement. And if we really want to defeat this culture of death, we have to create a culture of life. And I think a big part of that starts within, you know, the bonds of marriage and, like, you know, like how we perceive sex and relationship and chastity and things like that, and how we practice it plays a big part into the culture. And if we live in a culture that doesn't value life at the very, 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 very beginning, which is, you know, that unification between man and woman, you know, we're going to struggle with it. I think that, you know, really happened. The summer of life idea, it's kind of funny.
Go on, Father. You got to go. Yep.
I got a funeral. Somebody died without consulting my schedule. So I got to go.
All right. Well, pray for the, pray for their souls. And thank you, Father, for joining us on Truth Culture Life. We appreciate you. All right. So, Hope, yeah, Father had to jump off and to go to a funeral. As he said, somebody died without consulting his schedule, which is kind of funny. If you're listening and you've got a good friend that's a priest, be sure to, you know, let them know if you're thinking about crossing over, I guess, out of courtesy.
Yeah, let them know.
Right?
Yeah, common courtesy.
So, no, Hope, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just want to say, wow, like, I'm so impressed by everything like you're asking and just, I think it's such an important topic to talk about. So thank you for bringing this issue up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Just a quick add real quickly. The summer of life came from that 60s, the summer of love, where they promoted things like promiscuity and birth control and abortion. And so we're kind of trying to do the opposite in this summer of life. Not summer of love, summer of life. And so, you know, these conversations are being had because of that. And I think that's, you know, full circle kind of thing. It's very cool.
You know, I love that. The fact that you're drawing off of that and then taking it, making it better. There is an organization that Catholic Spirit Radio had, a fella, I forget his name, but it's like the St. Joseph Foundation, where he's talking about like men and chastity for men. It's such an important message to hear that from the man's side. And I think about the ladies' side a lot. And I think about the song, the Beyonce song, which is kind of funny, but you know, if you want it, you should have put a ring on it, right? Like when we play house, when we cohabitate and all the things that come with that, I feel like we're sort of selling ourselves so short of what God intended for us to be. And so to me, that's the beauty of chastity and waiting for marriage and all that is I don't know, like, it's like your own dignity in a way. And it's hard. I think that's a really hard thing to talk about this day and age.
I think you put it very well, selling yourself short, especially like, I feel like for women, like our standards are just, you know, just so low nowadays. And, you know, I'm not talking for every woman, but I'm just saying in general, you know, we sell ourselves short. You know, we are the most beautiful creatures God ever created, and he intended for us to be cherished and respected. And by doing anything less than what God has commanded us, you know, to do, we're selling ourselves short of something that we, you know, we deserve. We deserve respect and dignity. And I think, you know, the abortion culture has really played a big part into women's, I don't want to say like demise, but the lack of respect that we view that we deserve. And that's heartbreaking. A lot of women don't think that they deserve, you know, a love like from a husband, you know, a faithful, loyal husband. And that is heartbreaking, but that's the society that, you know, we've created.
That's beautiful, beautiful point. There you have it, folks. Mm-hmm. You're, and Sarah, we haven't heard much from you, muted there, but listen, go ahead.
We're dealing with the microphone situation. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, Hope had the opportunity to talk about what she's working on, because it truly is beautiful, and what a great ministry. You know, we talk about this issue a lot. It's a cultural fight that we have right now. We talk all the time about policy and what's going on and passing legislation to protect the unborn and to protect our kids and to protect just the citizens of the U.S. and this horrible fight we have. But what Hope's talking about is also very important. It's a cultural issue. And I would love to, you know, look more into this, seeing how we can maybe expand it outside of Illinois and, you know, just have that conversation more open. So that's awesome.
Summer of life. Yeah. I honestly think, Hope, I think that's going to become, that should almost become like your 40 Days for Life, like your ministry. Could be like a DBA or something. All right, hold on real quick. We got to take a commercial break. You're listening to Truth Culture Life. I'm Royce Hood, and we're joined by Sierra Heitkamp, and Father Orsi had to jump off to go to a funeral, not his. Thank you so much for listening to Truth Culture Life. We just want to thank Hope Miller for joining us today on the program. And we want to thank Catholic Spirit Radio for airing this show, being the first network to syndicate this program, and we are really excited. We'll hopefully have some more networks soon. In the meantime, you can visit us on the web at truthculturelife.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Catholic Spirit Radio's 2023 Carathon was a success. We reached our original goal, plus received donations for half the funds needed for the new tower in Rockford. And we still have donations arriving by mail and online. We thank all of our listeners and guests who participated and who made the three-day event a fun and meaningful broadcast. Your generous donations show that you understand the importance and care about Catholic Radio. You, dear listeners, truly put the care in Carathon.
Am I pregnant? This is often the first question a woman needs answered when she comes to the Pregnancy Resource Center. What now is the second question. Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center is committed to providing excellent care, compassionate support, and honest information to those facing pregnancy decisions through authentic relationships that display grace, honor life, and foster community. Living Alternatives needs your help to encourage and support women in Bloomington Normal. Make your donation or find out more ways to get involved at pregnancyresourcecenter.org.
Join Holy Trinity and Historic St. Pat's Parishes in Bloomington in welcoming internationally renowned authors, speakers, and theologians, Drs. Scott Hahn and John Bergsma, as they make a rare speaking appearance to Central Illinois. This special event is being hosted by Holy Trinity Church in Bloomington Saturday, April 29th, 8:45 to 3:30. Seating is limited, so please register now. Don't miss out on this inspiring and blessed event. Learn more at the Holy Trinity website at hsp-ht.org.
Hi, this is Kathy and Ann from Catholic Spirit Radio. We are looking for folks who would love to volunteer with us during our fundraisers and various other station events and tasks throughout the year.
We really need volunteers in the DeKalb, Sycamore, Morris, Joliet, and Lincoln areas, as well as Bloomington Normal.
If you have a few extra hours or more a month, put them to use for the Lord.
We would love to add your name to our Catholic Spirit Radio volunteer list. Contact us at office@catholicspiritradio.org.
shed thy precious blood from thy wounded heart. Oh, Jesus Christ, let thy precious blood
All right, welcome back to Truth, Culture, Life. And wow, what an interesting show. So we were talking about politics, we were talking about 2024, and we had a really interesting guest. We had Hope Miller on from Simply Pro-Life, and she was talking about her plans to launch the Summer of Life, which I almost feel like she needs a lead with this. It is a contrast to the Summer of Love, which was not about love. It was about abortion, it was about drugs, it was about, you know, promiscuity and all these other things that really has destroyed our society. Hope is coming up with this thing where she says, listen, let's have the Summer of Life, and every weekend we're going to have a big event and an event around the state of Illinois to promote life and chastity and all the good things that come with it. So without further ado, Sierra, it is just me and you. We're the last two standing.
Love that for us.
Yeah, right? So
Now we get to talk about some of these movies that are coming out and some of these other big headlines from the last week, and I'm pretty pumped about it.
I am really pumped. So yeah, actually, I haven't been to a movie in a long time, and last weekend I saw a post on Facebook about these two movies that deal with demonic possession, and one of them is with Russell Crowe. It is called The Pope's Exorcist, and the other one was sort of a unknown film called Nefarious. Now, the group behind Nefarious is the same group that was involved with Abby Johnson's movie Unplanned, and they've been involved in a number of other projects. So the post that I read was like, hey, listen, there's these two movies. Nefarious was actually going to come out first. And it, from a Catholic standpoint, it is theologically sound. It represents teachings of the Catholic Church across the board. It is recommended by priests. It is being recommended even by some exorcists that practicing within the church here in the U.S. and abroad. And it's an independent film. And Sony, which is behind the Russell Crowe film, heard about Nefarious opening first, and they were supposed to open like a month or two later. They actually moved their opening date to the same weekend so that they could combat this Nefarious film. I don't know what the box office receipts look like just yet. I went and saw Nefarious. But apparently the Pope's Exorcist film has been condemned by the Pope's Exorcist, sort of. There's been people saying, hey, it's not theologically sound. It's this, you know, Hollywood twist. It doesn't have the theologically sound teachings to it. So be that as it may, I went and saw Nefarious, Sierra, and it was I'd say it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, you need to go see it if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to. I always think that that's pretty interesting because if you look over the last decade, well, and obviously the past many, many, many decades of movies, but specifically the last decade, there have been a lot of movies dealing with demonic possession, ghost hunters, exorcisms, and every movie obviously will have some kind of aspect dealing with the Catholic Church or Catholic priests. And none of these movies, it's like they never even consulted the Catholic Church about it. They just made up things to go along with the narrative of the movie, and it's not theologically sound like you're talking about. And that's always been so frustrating to me, being a Catholic. It's almost like people see the Catholicism as a joke. And I don't want to say that lightly, but I mean, it's always been very frustrating to me. I have friends who want to go and see a movie, and I go to the movie and I watch it, and I'm like, wow, this is a terrible movie. This doesn't even talk about, you know, Catholics as they should.
You know what's funny? This movie has like really great ratings. Of course, if you go to the secular websites, I saw something that has like a 97% viewer approval rating. This is reports of actual people that have gone to Nefarious to see the movie. 84% on IMDb, which is great. So 84% say they like the movie. But then Rotten Tomatoes only gave it a 33%. And then it's funny, if you Google it, IMDb, which is the International Movie Database, that is owned by Amazon, the very first thing that comes up is nefarious. Christian propaganda masquerading as a horror movie. Poorly written, bad acting, blah, 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 blah. Right? That's what they, that's the result. I have seen nothing but positive reviews. And what I really liked about it is they talked about social issues. And it was amazing how they delivered it, Sierra. Like, okay, they talked about abortion. They talked about just everything, mental health, confession, the faith itself. And it was just really, really interesting. And so for those that aren't aware of it, it's about a man that's on death row, and it's about a psychologist that has to go in and determine whether or not he's competent to be executed under the state law where he is being incarcerated. And so that's the movie, and it's this whole dialogue, and it's really, really interesting. So anyways, I would recommend it. I guess what I would say, Sierra, is with respect to the Pope's Exorcist movie, I mean, I'm happy in a way that Hollywood is creating things like this that at least get people thinking about the spiritual warfare going on around us. I haven't seen The Pope's Exorcist yet, so I don't know how good or bad it is. Have you heard any feedback from it about it at all?
No, I honestly haven't. You know, the funny thing is you know, ever since COVID with the movie theater shut down, I don't know the last time I've actually gone to a movie, but I've started a movie list with some of these movies that have come out this last year, and I have one more week of legislative session. So after that, I'm going to sit down and crank a bunch of these out. So next week, I will give you a full review.
Okay. Well, I like that. We want to hear, that could be our new segment, you know, weather in North Dakota and then Sierra's movie list. So I think that's important. No, listen, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think the only feedback I've seen has been on Facebook with some of the things that you shared or commented on. And like Father Orsi was saying, he said that the folks that he has talked to that have gone to see Nefarious said it's one of the best movies they've ever seen.
Yeah.
So if Father Orsi is saying that, I think that that's pretty solid.
Yeah. I think, you know, I'm a creative person. Like I always have all these, it's easy for me to like look at something and say, okay, here's something I would do differently. So anytime I sit through a movie, I'm always thinking about that. But I thought from the dialogue standpoint of the dialogue was fantastic. And some of the things that were said in Nefarious were so important for people to hear. And I think it's great too, that if people that aren't believers go to that movie, it's going to be hard to walk out of that movie without thinking about some of the theology that was discussed. So really, really cool. You know, listen, actually it's crazy. We're actually only have a couple minutes left. So what do you want to talk about in the last couple minutes, Sierra? What's going on? Give us some headlines.
Well, I think that this is something, I have a lot of stuff I got to post on Facebook today after we get done, but there's a few states now that have passed further legislation to ban transgender affirming surgeries and medical treatments on children, including the state of North Dakota. Governor Burgum actually signed that legislation yesterday. In contrast to that, I don't know if you've seen this, but in the state of Montana, they have a transgender lawmaker who has been completely censored on the floor due to some comments she made about conservatives. Oh. And that's been hot topic issue, I'd say.
Wow. You know, I saw something else related to that. There was it was like on Dr. Phil, there was a segment where a fifth grade teacher basically stood up and said, you know, they're talking about like giving women's hygiene products out in high school men's bathrooms to make people feel more comfortable that, you know, consider themselves to be a man. And this guy's like, well, men don't need women hygiene products. Like boys don't need those. So why would those be in the men's bathroom? And then this whole conversation ensued and people were like, oh, how dare you judge us? You know, blah, blah. It was just really interesting. But the guy stayed so calm, and you can actually see that clip. I think it's on Fox News right now. And it's on YouTube. It's a Dr. Phil clip, fifth grade teacher. And his response was just so perfect. He was like, listen, I have nothing but love. I have no hate in my heart, nothing but love. You're free to do whatever you want to do. But just because you think this way doesn't mean the rest of us have to. But it's interesting how much that sort of that trans ideology is just kind of taking over our culture in so many ways. It's like taboo to even talk about it.
Well, I feel like it's taboo to even have an opinion. I mean, people have been so guilted. They've been so gaslit into being told, oh, you're a cisgender female who's heterosexual. You can't have an opinion because you've never struggled in your life to deal with what we've gone through. But I had seen a conversation that had happened between Matt Walsh and somebody who had come to his event to ask him a question. And this person was an EMT, and they were talking about this transgender issue. And Matt Walsh goes, "So you're an EMT. If you get called to the house of a man, a biological man who's transgender, and they are calling because they have stomach pain, and they're telling you that I just miscarried, will you take that person seriously? How do you act in that situation?"
Yeah. No, that's great. Matt is actually really good at just coming up with simple arguments that people have a difficult time. You know, we actually, Lauren Mazika, who is somebody I'm friends with, has been friends with Matt Walsh and his wife for a number of years. We should try to get them on sometime. That would be a lot of fun to have a conversation with them and hear about what they're doing. So yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy how quickly the time flies. Here's what we're going to do. I think hopefully next week, if we can, we're going to have a guest on from the Nefarious film. And I would encourage all of our listeners, if you have a question for Father O, post it on Facebook. And you can find us on Facebook. Sierra's on there. I'm on there. And the show Truth Culture Life, look for Truth Culture Life Pod, I think is the name on Facebook. And post your questions. We'd love to hear from you and get some feedback. And we just want to thank everybody for listening. Sierra, I hope you stay warm up in North Dakota. That cold weather does not sound like fun to me.
We have ways to stay warm. I think I'm going to make another batch of Nephila soup tonight, or chicken noodle soup, and we're making the best out of it.
There you go. Yeah, hopefully it'll be the warm weather will be coming in soon. That sounds good. You know, just make the most of it and just enjoy it day by day. So, all right, thank you so much for listening to Truth Culture Life, and we'll see you again next week.